Visit langia.com to access the transcript, translations, explanations, and flashcards.
Let's start with the episode.
Welcome to another episode of our Intermediate English Podcast. Today, we're diving into the fascinating world of cinema to explore how foreign films have profoundly influenced Hollywood. It's a topic I find incredibly interesting, especially when you start to uncover the unexpected connections.
It's not just about big blockbusters anymore, is it? Sometimes the best stories come from unexpected places. And I was just thinking about how many movies I've loved without even realizing they started somewhere else or had a strong international flavor. We'll uncover some surprising connections and show you how global storytelling has shaped the movies we all love to watch. It's truly a rich history.
Absolutely, Robert. Let's start with what might be the most obvious influence, direct remakes. For many decades, Hollywood studios have looked abroad, specifically adapting popular and critically acclaimed foreign films for an American audience. This strategy has led to some truly memorable movies that many viewers might not even know have international roots.
That's right. Think about classic Westerns, for instance. A perfect example is The Magnificent Seven, which many consider a beloved American classic. However, it is a direct remake of Akira Kurosawa's Japanese masterpiece, Seven Samurai. The plot about villagers hiring warriors to defend them against bandits was so powerful that it easily translated across cultures.
And it made perfect sense for studios to do this. Why invent an entirely new story from scratch when there's already a successful, beloved film out there with a proven narrative? It's a lower-risk strategy, and you're building on a strong, proven foundation that has already resonated with audiences elsewhere. This approach has proven successful time and time again.
Exactly. Another really well-known and more recent example is The Departed. This Oscar-winning crime thriller, set in Boston, is actually a remake of the brilliant Hong Kong film Infernal Affairs. Both films are excellent, but many people who loved The Departed didn't even realize it was an adaptation of an earlier, equally great movie from a different country.
It really shows how a powerful storyline can be universal. And it's not just about taking the plot. It's also about adapting the themes, the character motivations, and even the emotional core to fit a different cultural context. Sometimes this works wonderfully, capturing the essence while making it new. And sometimes it's less successful, but the attempt often opens up new ideas.
But the influence isn't just about storylines or remakes. Hollywood also imports talent, brilliant directors, cinematographers, and actors who bring their unique artistic vision from their home countries directly into American filmmaking. These individuals don't just work in Hollywood, they actively shape it with their unique perspectives and styles.
That's a great point. Consider directors like Ang Lee, who is originally from Taiwan. He first gained international fame with films like Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, which showcased a stunning visual style and storytelling. Then he went on to make major Hollywood films like Life of Pi and Brokeback Mountain. His unique blend of visual storytelling and emotional depth truly stands out.
And his films often explore deep themes with a quiet intensity that really captivates audiences. Another fantastic example is the Mexican director Guillermo del Toro. He's known for his fantastical, visually rich films like Pan's Labyrinth, which is a Spanish-language film. He then brought that incredibly distinct, imaginative style to Hollywood with movies like The Shape of Water, which won the Best Picture Oscar.
These filmmakers don't just direct a movie. They often introduce new camera techniques, innovative narrative structures, or aesthetic choices that weren't common in mainstream American cinema before. They truly enrich the overall landscape of Hollywood, pushing creative boundaries and inspiring other directors to try new things. Their distinct voices add so much to the art form.
This influx of diverse talent has especially revitalized certain genres. We've seen fresh takes on horror, making it more psychological and atmospheric, as well as new approaches to action and even drama, providing audiences with experiences they might not have found otherwise in traditional American films. It's a true blending of global artistry.
The influence isn't just a thing of the past, either. Today, with streaming services and a more globally connected world, foreign films directly impact Hollywood's creative direction, often without even needing a direct remake. Ideas and styles spread much faster, and success in one market can quickly influence decisions in another.
That's so true. A perfect contemporary example is the South Korean film Parasite. Its incredible international success, including winning Best Picture at the Oscars, the first non-English language film to do so, proved that global audiences are not only ready, but eager for original, foreign language stories that push boundaries.
This success really encourages Hollywood studios to be more daring, to invest in diverse storytelling from around the world, and even to co-produce films internationally, breaking down traditional barriers. It truly shows that great ideas can come from anywhere, and they don't always need to be Americanized to be successful on a global stage.
And it's also changed how we, the audience, consume movies. We're much more likely to seek out a highly rated foreign film now, perhaps recommended by friends or a streaming platform, than we might have been a decade or two ago. Our tastes have broadened, and that's a wonderful thing for cinema lovers.
So, from direct remakes and adaptations of classic stories to the migration of talented filmmakers who bring their unique visions and right up to the recent global success of original films like Parasite, foreign cinema has truly been a powerful and constant force in shaping what we see on our screens in Hollywood. It's a rich and ongoing dialogue between cultures.
It really is, and it's a great reminder to step outside your comfort zone and explore films from different countries and in different languages. You might just discover your next favorite movie and open your eyes to new ways of storytelling. Thank you for joining us today on our journey through the influences on Hollywood. We hope you enjoyed it.
Until next time, keep watching, keep learning, and keep enjoying the wonderful, diverse world of cinema. Goodbye, everyone.
Get the transcript, flashcards, explanation, and more on langia.com.